Now to a new novel about a family struggling with another difficult ailment, the book The Condition by Jennifer Haig. And the condition itself, it's called Turner Syndrome, a genetic disorder that stops girls' development just before puberty. Martha Woodruff of member station WMRA has the story.
Gwen McCotch just isn't growing up. She remains little girl short and little girl shaped. Her father, Frank, a research scientist at MIT, insists they face their daughter's tardy puberty and find out its cause. Her mother, Paulette, who prefers to politely ignore unpleasant reality, reluctantly agrees. Some months of testing later, Gwen's condition is named. She has Turner Syndrome. Novelist Jennifer Haig.
In this section, Gwen is remembering what it felt like to be diagnosed with Turner Syndrome. She was had just turned 13 when she was diagnosed. Suddenly, everything about her had an explanation. Her size, her shape, her dramatic entry into the world, the tiny preemie in an incubator. The time she'd gotten lost in Star Market was no longer just a story. It was evidence of her spatial difficulties, her nonverbal learning impairment.
The McCotch parents, ill-matched at the best of times, haven't a clue about how to come together in order to support their daughter.
Her parents argued. After each argument, her father dragged her to another doctor, an endocrinologist, a pediatric cardiologist. Blood was taken, an ultrasound image of her kidneys, x-rays to see the bones of her hand. The injections would make her grow several inches if she was lucky. Of course, being Gwen, she was not lucky. A year later, she'd grown less than an inch. Gwen had Turner's. Her parents argued. Her father left.
Turner syndrome's quite common, one out of 2,000 live birth females.
Cindy Dunham is executive director of the Turner Syndrome Society and mother of a 10-year-old with the condition. She's read Jennifer Haig's novel and says the failed fictional McCotch marriage, sadly, is realistic.
I would say two people just have to be able to work together extremely well. And if the marriage isn't made stronger, then most of the time they have very difficult issues and a lot of times the marriages just don't make it.
Dunham says most doctors don't know much about Turner syndrome, so a lot of the parents she deals with are desperate for information. A diagnosis is particularly hard to deal with, Dunham says, because there's no known cause, no known cure, and no predictability about its physical effect, other than short stature and the absence of puberty.
Almost all people know about Down syndrome, but when it comes to Turner syndrome, every person that calls in that has had a daughter or is diagnosed themselves, they're very scared and fearful because they have never heard of Turner syndrome.
Novelist Jennifer Haig went to elementary school with a girl with this genetic condition, although she says she didn't know there was a name for it at the time. Many years later, Haig came across an article about Turner syndrome, which triggered a flash of recognition and her imagination.
I'm fascinated by the kind of dissonance there between being emotionally an adult woman, intellectually, having those capacities, those feelings, those desires, and being physically kind of stuck at this earlier point in life.
In Haig's novel, Turner syndrome gives the McCotch family an excuse to resist facing other, more pressing problems. The parents, soon divorced, hunker down behind their emotional barricades. The three children, Gwen and brothers Billy and Scott, are left to figure out for themselves how to mature. The novel, The Condition, is an ensemble piece. There are no villains here. And the center of this family's sad dance of distance is Gwen's mysterious disorder.
All these people think of themselves as defective, and they think of each other as even more defective. And the book is really about them learning to accept themselves as they are and learning to accept the other members of the family as they are.
What Jennifer Haig is really addressing in her novel appears to be the human condition. Whether in the end our desire to have functional relationships will trump all our excuses not to. For NPR News, I'm Martha Woodruff.